Welcome to Atomic Radio Hour, episode 99, the post-nuclear podcast. I am your host, Vince, and I'm also here with...
your hoax, Olive.
Imagine, if you will, the month of November, November 15th to be exact, of the year 2013. And put yourself into the shoes of what I can only imagine were many people at the time. Hungry, wanting, waiting for something greater, something better, something new. The more things change, the more they stay the same, is the old adage that I've always known to be somewhat true. And in my experience in the year 2013, a website popped up the day before my birthday. And put yourself into my shoes. I'm in high school. I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm still pretty much getting over what is my first real heartbreak. I go home every single day from school to sit in front of my TV and just walk around the metros of Fallout 3. What I want is new. What I want is grand. What I want is a ticket to happiness. And on November 15th of 2013, I thought I was given the keys to Eden, much like a ton of other folks. But what I was partaking in was possibly one of the greatest ARGs to ever happen. Do you remember where you were when you first heard the words, "The Survivor 2299?
I think I was at home at the time,
mm-hmm.
And I know that I had heard about it from you.
Really?
Because at the time, I think you had posted it in our group chat.
Do you remember anything about it? Anything that instantly...
I really don't.
All right.
All I remember being excited for was that Fallout 4 was going to happen, because at this point, we had no knowledge of Fallout 4.
November 15th, there's a video that I used as a main source of information for this, and it's by a guy named Young Ye,
I like that.
He's someone who actually, when I found the video, I remember watching his videos before, when Fallout 4 came out. There was a time where the Fallout community was still really optimistic, and... he had like a 30-day countdown of videos of speculation and reflection and this and that. And day 15 is the Fallout 4 day 15 countdown retrospective. It's called like Survivor 2299. He goes into the entire hoax. He goes into the entire escapade. He goes into the entire fiasco, if you will. And he kind of breaks it down day by day. And what... when I was first alerted to 2299, it was just a simple... I didn't use Reddit. I just knew of the website. There is also a Twitter and a Tumblr that were going around, and I won't really be referencing them because they were found out to be fake later on and just kind of, like, leeching off of the success. Mm-hmm. But November 15th, there's a website with just the Fallout font. Like, I don't know any other... I don't know the name of the font, but just the Fallout font appears. And...
like, the logo font or the, like, Pip-Boy font?
I'm not even sure, to be honest.
Because the actual, like, Pip-Boy font is called Monofonto.
Hold on, let me find that for reference. Monofanto.
I use it very frequently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, there's like a public font?
Yep.
Oh, cool. All right, so that shows up. There will be some pictures on screen. The only problem with pictures being on screen is because this is such a... not like an old thing, but because... the website doesn't exist any longer. It's only what the Wayback Machine has captured.
So I don't have screen grabs. And because it was changing so fast, this entire...
It was hard to keep track of.
Yeah, this entire thing takes place over like 3 weeks. It's from November 15th.
I remember those 3 weeks.
Those were the fucking most fun 3 weeks. I had actually, on my Instagram, I had pictures that were a countdown following it. That was just a picture from my iPod Touch. It was a screen grab. And it was like 10 more days. Hashtag Survivor 2299. Hashtag Fallout 4. And I was just counting down the days. I remember having conversations with fucking Mr. Matty Plays and Lone Vault Wanderer on Twitter talking about this, talking about how excited we all were. And now it's kind of just like this thing that existed that people either knew about or didn't know about. And like, there's such a small footprint of it. There's I have it in the back of my notes, like the tail end for like the notes on my notes. The dude who did the entire ARG later came out and said that, he was just bored and just wanted to do something. I'll get more into it later, but he went on Reddit and was like, AMA, I'm the guy who did Survivor 2299. What do you want to know? And then he deleted his account like right after he did it, and all of the responses.
Okay.
So not even to be like, oh, what happened here? But like, why did you do that? Like, there's more layers to this that, like, when I was reliving it, I was like, wait, what happened with this? What happened with that? But as we get into it, you're going to understand how deep this goes. Like, and how it just kind of, it just gave you little tiny chunks of hope. These little morsels of hope. These little just, like, almost like a Hansel and Gretel breadcrumb trail of hope. Like, it was just like, oh, shit. Fucking codes and whatnot, like fucking. All right, November 9th.
Ciphers. It was crazy.
Sorry.
There were like ciphers. There was things hidden in the code of the website.
There's Morse code that was like it would go off and people were deciphering it and then they were putting it into something and then you'd have to decipher that. So everything was written in shorthand. So I have some deciphered shorthand. Written down. I don't have the whole thing. And I remember when I did this, I was in a math class, and one of the teachers that were in the class the one day heard it going off, and she was like, and she told me what it said. And I was like, really? Like, she didn't know the whole thing, but she told me most of it. And I was like, how do you know that? And she told me her dad was military, something military, I don't know what. And because of his military background, he taught her when she was young, Morse code. And it's just one of those things that stuck with her. And
yeah, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah, and I would assume. I remember the one part she was like, something, something emergency, something, something, call everybody. And I was like, holy shit. But November 19th of 2013, a Tumblr and a Twitter was found to be linked to the project, but it was later said to be fake, like I said prior. Now, November 21st, there appears to be some shorthand. Some of it was Morse code. Some of it was... There will be a picture of what the countdown looked like. So what the countdown looked like was... It was just that Monofonto font. And then the first day didn't have a Vault-Tec logo. The second day that it was up, it finally had a Vault-Tec logo. So there will be a picture of what the countdown looked like. Again, a lot of the stuff I can't really find because Wayback Machine only has so much. But the 21st, there is CQCQCQDEOZPSEAS, which is ham radio shorthand that somewhat translates to seek you, seek you, seek you. This is Oscar Zulu, OZ, radio station, which is the station ID, and PSEAS stands for Please Stand By. You following me? In
yes.
Fallout 3, the ham radios give off a signal that's CQ, 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 DE, number, number, K. And K stands for over. So, what is roughly saying is like, calling all state, like seeking, 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 this is the station. So there is actually a station in Fallout 3 that is not hosted, because it's not. It's broadcast by a man named Bob Anderstein. And he has a son, and he's going off on the radio broadcast saying, please help my son. He's sick, and I'm afraid something's going to happen to him. So one of the first theories was, do you play as this kid? Do you play? This is 20 something years after Fallout 3. Do I get to play as the kid? What's going on? Where is this? What's going to happen? Then the same day, it gets changed to nuclear winter is coming. Reserve your future home today. Now, I want you to pay attention to the little details of things I'm going to say, because this guy was so close to being right in so many different ways that it's fucking uncanny. Like nuclear winter is coming. That was a big theme later on, especially with New Vegas, the whole patrolling the Mojave almost makes you wish for nuclear winter. But later on with especially with 76, with nuclear winter becoming a game mode, it just feels like even the reserve your future home today, which I'm pretty sure they used in the Fallout 3 advertisements, but still, it still had that feeling
for Vault-Tec, yeah.
Yeah, of like Vault-Tec calling, like it had that feeling to it, but it had a number that was associated with it, and it's at 877-260-2299. Now,
I remember calling that number.
Yes, I think I called it with you. I think we were, mm-hmm. when we were in school together, we called it together. It went out of service a few hours after it went up, but it played a bit of Morse code along with Tranquility Lane. If I can find it, there was a video that I watched it in. If I can find it and edit it, I'll put it here.
Like the original source file?
No, like a clip of the audio from the video that's like the Tranquility Lane and then part of Tranquility Lane into the Morse code.
Cool, yeah.
Just so you could have an understanding for it. But the Morse code translated to the code 7667. Now, I'm not one for fucking coincidences or shit happening for reasons or whatever, but 76, you know what I mean?
Ooh,
like, just another weird coincidence that happened throughout this entire thing. So, on November 22nd of 2013, the year of our Lord, it changed to ouououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououououou 1234 __. There was also a code that was put up there. That was put up. Do I not have it written down here? Huh. I guess I don't. Do I do these out of order? Oh, I have these two cards out of order. I'm sorry. Let's jump back real quick. The Beth blog. Maybe I do have it in the right order. The Bethesda blog. So you see, this is the problem. A lot of it is all mixed up because it's so hard to quantify it 6 years later.
I wish I would have found a way to record it or document it in the moment, because it's all like gone now.
Exactly. This is why we need like a down the rabbit hole of this. We need like some sort of like a night mind.
We need somebody better than us to do this.
I'm trying to do the best I can, but let me jump back to the phone number quick. All right.
Sure.
Beth Blog and the Survivor 2299 were running on the same server. It's something XNet. I didn't write it down because I didn't think the name of the server would be that important. In retrospect, it's probably just a massive server. Like, remember when all the websites went down for, like, a little while last year?
Yeah, like, half the internet is on Cloudflare, so...
Yes, it was something... I think it was something like that. It was, like, X-Files or something. Or not X-Files, because that's a fucking...
Da-da-da-da.
Yeah. But the same 800 number is linked to a woman named Sandy Talent, right? Who worked for ZeniMax and a company called Ultra Media, who specified in interactive media and like these ARG things, like these things that are more than just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, here's these little things that keep just piling on top of each other. This little breadcrumb trail of, and here's this that's familiar, and here's this, and what's that? Is that Todd? Like, it's just this constant, like, so going back, I apologize. It was #, permission denied by overseer 15334, #, That was on the 22nd. On the 23rd, there was a... Oh, I'm sorry. Going back to the 22nd, there was a code, shorthand, that said ZLQRNEFVFGRE. There's going to be a picture of this on screen. VZUNURNQVATGB. This whole gibberish. And it gets translated into my dear sister.
Can I read that?
What's up?
Can I read it?
Do you want to read it?
Yeah.
Are you looking at it?
Mm-hmm.
How did you find it?
It gets... Because I'm looking at a wiki article about it.
Okay.
It was the one you had in show notes.
Oh. Okay.
So that translates to, my dear sister, I'm heading to the Institute. God knows what happens to this place now. This old bastard will help us. He must help us.
Now...
0321.
Sorry. There is, we'll get into those four little digit numbers, but the running theory with those is that it was an android. Now, really go back, for those who didn't play Fallout 3, because I know there's a bunch of people who never did, but since we're originally called androids, and then they changed it when they brought 4 around, the android, the synth that you meet, Harkness, his name is A321. So there was an idea that maybe the zero was just a placeholder for the letter A.
Yeah.
By the 23rd, there was a new code. Again, I don't have pictures of all this stuff. It was decoded into VGNR, bracket, cap, N bracket, asterisk, 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 question mark, K-E-T, and then the date of 12/27. 2013 to 11/25/2013. And I don't know if I've said this, but what was on the page was a countdown. And it was a countdown for, I want to say, like 20-something days, right?
Mm-hmm.
What day is that? That's for the 22nd. That goes there, that goes there. And we, and I say we as a community of fans of people that enjoy this series, really crafted entire stories out of next to no information, which I don't know if that says a lot or a little about us as a community, because it either means we were so starved for new content at that point, or we were just so desperate to find something.
It's kind of hard to think back to how we felt at the time because it was so long ago.
Yeah. But also, I'm trying to look at it retrospectively, but I'm also trying to look at it pragmatically. And I'm trying to think of was this right? Like, in the long run, was this right of the creator to do it? Was it right of him to essentially, like, take advantage of people in a weird way? Because I know, at least for me, I woke up
crushing,
and I was thinking about it nonstop, and I was like, what's going to get updated? When is this going to get updated? What's going to happen? I remember being on Skype with a kid I barely knew, talking to him about it, because I was just so excited. And
who was it?
I'm going to censor. But...
Oh, yeah.
I barely knew him at the time. And I remember being on Skype, and I was on my old laptop. I might have been in the bathroom. I might have just had to do some bathroom activities, and that's why you have a laptop. But I remember being like, it's happening. Dude, it's fucking happening. And he's like, absolutely. And talking to all these people online, saying, like, it's going to happen. And we were all excited. We were saying, what do you think it's going to be about? And the rumor was that it was going to be in Boston for a while. Before 4 ever got announced, we kind of knew it was going to be in Boston. There was, like, leaks that had come out from Kotaku, and there was the...
Yeah, and, like, Pete Hines was, like, touring Boston
at
one point and tweeted about
it. Yeah, and he was, like, putting up pictures about what he liked in Boston, and then, like, we all knew. You know what I mean? Like, it was, imagine if, like, they're making Elder Scrolls 5, and Pete Hines is putting pictures that he's in, like, some Scandinavian-ass, Sweden-ass country. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like, oh, shit, mm-hmm. it's the Nords. That's where we're going. Like, it was just...
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
The website gets updated. The message, it says, the Quabbin Reservoir, 704-2299. The Quabbin Reservoir in Massachusetts is one of the biggest, it's like the fourth biggest body of water in Massachusetts.
It's a major water source for, like, the city of Boston.
Yeah. Then there's the Survivor2299.com/704-2299, which brings up GBG#23710-7667? There's that 7667 again, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The GBG is the Granary Burial Grounds. It's the third oldest burial grounds being built in 1660. Now, if you went to the Survivor2299.com/24710-7667-1660, you would get another message that said 1904 line, like, I don't know what they're called, like the straight up and down, like bars, brackets, I don't know.
Yeah.
2247 LLUB. Now, on November 24th of 2013.
Jeez, this is a lot.
Yeah, exactly, right? And it, like, there's no pictures. Like, there's nothing to go off of, and I'm a very visual learner.
How are we going to edit this episode?
I don't fucking know. I'll figure it out. I have some pictures that will go on screen, but I understand this is kind of hard, and you just got to follow me. I'm going to send you a link to the video that I watched kind of as, like, a reference point when I was taking notes. If you can add that, please. Olive?
Where?
I'll send you the link. Put it in the description. Like, put it in the description, like, yes. This was used. Yeah. Okay, so on November 24th of 2013, somebody noticed that LLUB backwards is bull, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they put into a keypad and got 2285. And this is where some of, like, looking back on it, like, where are we getting these fucking ideas from? Like, some of it really feels like it was too convenient because, like, flipping that backwards to me makes zero sense.
Mm-hmm.
But... someone then put together 19, when they put bull in the thing, in the search bar, it brought them to another site that said 19.04-2247-2855. So then, someone put the Survivor, 2299.com/2247-2855. And it brought you to the same type of counter... brought you to a black website with the message VT1377BST7667-LCKHRT:FileNotFound. And this is where the shit starts getting spicy. What's that?
That's a 404.
Yeah. But LCKHRT... you played Fallout.
I love me some HRT.
If you followed the main quest line of Point Lookout, you meet a man named Desmond Lockhart.
Yeah.
When you finish up the quest line and you get to leave Point Lookout and you get to go back to DC, one of the few things he says is he's going northeast or northwest, I don't remember, to find his next challenge. From where Point Lookout is, Boston is directly northeast or northwest. I don't remember. I didn't write it down. I thought I'd remember. I was wrong. Now, Survivor2299.com/5625478 takes you to another website that has a black screen that just says 2510730, please stand by, which would later be changed to just the word one. Now,
just the word one, like O-N-E?
O-N-E, that's it. I don't remember how much please stand by was used for Fallout 3, but I remember being used a hell of a lot for Fallout 4.
It's true.
There's more strange websites that start popping up and Morse code. Another one that has a... it's the same website, but with different extended URLs. A Morse code that roughly translates to Bridgeport, this is Concord, message, Quabbin Reservoir is hit, repeat. A second countdown starts that is 24 hours long, and people started calling it the art countdown because they assumed it would be some sort of artwork that would lead them into what it was going to be, to get so they could have a better idea. And there is 11 days at this point on the main counter. This is November 24th, 23, 24. It's 25, okay. So, by November 25th, new Morse code telling about different cities affected by nuclear fallout, all at stage 7. So it said like...
So like New York, Washington, Los Angeles, Austin, Chicago, New Orleans, Las Vegas... Miami, Dallas, Denver, San Diego, San Francisco, and Boston, and the message cuts off.
But you missed one.
Did I miss one?
You said Las Vegas, but you didn't say Las Vegas as code. Here's another way people were starting to look into how deep this was going to start going. Because these are all these pre-war cities, and they're all at 7. And from what I understand, 7 is the highest it goes. But Las Vegas is said condition unknown.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know why?
Because House saved New Vegas.
Because House knew what was happening and installed missiles or lasers or whatever the fuck he put on top of the Lucky 38 to shoot them down to make sure that Vegas would be saved. Sorry, I had to take a sip.
No, this is definitely... Your sip is earned at this point.
Now, Boston's cut out. Which could lead you to believe that Boston is completely eradicated. Boston is worse than D.C. Right? Mm. And even if Boston wasn't as bad as D.C., let's just say that D.C. being the capital, it would have been bombed to fuck. So, yeah. We would probably know what level D.C. is at just because it's the capital. They're going to care about that because that's where the president is, and that's where everybody who is important, with air quotes... lives, or stays, or is working, or what have you. By November 26th, there's a new message on the site. Other websites were being found that just redirected you to the site. So there was like Survivor2299.org.net. It just brought you back to the main website.
On November 26th, there was another transmission. It's really long, and I'm not gonna read out the unreadable part, but it likely translates to calling all stations, calling all stations, calling all stations. This is Vault Tech 2510730 16 emergency. Vault Tech shelters for survivors in Quabbin. Number 119. Repeat. Emergency Vault Tech shelters for survivors in Quabbin. Number 119. Over.
Holy shit, I don't have that in my notes. Good shit. Good shit. If you see anything else like that, chime in, please.
Yeah, I got you.
So there's a new that message appears somewhere. But on the 27th, there's a new Morse code that roughly translates to Boston is gone, no hope.
That one's actually a lot longer.
Oh, you want to read the whole thing?
The whole thing says, calling all stations, calling all stations, calling all stations. Boston is gone. I repeat, Boston is gone. No hope. Frequency 3450. Return transmission. God bless America.
So there's a pirate radio station, pirate radio frequency near Boston that is 3450 hertz. Right?
Oh, is it?
What's up? Sorry?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know how pirate radio works. There is some ooky spooky shit that I might put... If I can get the audio in a raw form, I might put it here. It'll play. So you'll get to hear it as I'm doing word things. But it played ambient drone phone beeps that... It was like this ambient apocalypse music with fucking sirens blaring, and then all of a sudden a phone like beep boop boop beep. Hold on, let me get my phone out. Let me do it. Like beep boop bop cream sleeve. You know what I'm saying? Like all of a sudden you would hear like. Let me turn my phone. God damn it! I gotta get a new phone. I had to get a new case. My case broke. Can you hear that?
I could hear that, yeah.
Like, that chimes in over the sounds of death, and it roughly translated to... No, not even roughly translated to. It translated to, I'm secure. And then another part that's not in the audio that I found that said, next transmission is 0200 UTC. People tuned in to see if anything was going to... So now you have this internet broadcast, and you have a real fucking broadcast in the city where the next game is supposed to be taking place. Mm-hmm. Which is super interesting, because in Fallout 4, I remember there being a lot of radio towers and no use for them. You would just go to them, activate them, and they would put, like, and here's, like, another small thing. Like these little things that just continuously link and link. And even retrospectively, you see them, and you're like, holy shit, this whole fucking thing. But, so then that happens, the radio stations happen, but then the next few days is Thanksgiving. So, understandably, it took a break. And they don't come back. And this is where the shit really fucking ramps up. It doesn't start until December 1st. And there's a new Morse...
Can you send me the source that you have? Because at this point, the source I was using is dried up.
Really? Well, I was using that video.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't using the video. I was using some wiki stuff.
No, I know. But that's like... That's why I use the video to catch up with everything else. I don't have a source. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Can I interject?
Sure.
I found an article. It was on metro.co.uk. Mm-hmm. Posted on the 9th of December 2013. Fallout 4 Survivor 2299 hoax creator admits, and I quote, I am a douche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to talk about that article later. There's
cool.
He's yeah. This Morse code is supposed, I thought, was the first usage of Vault-Tec in it, but apparently not, if Vault-Tec was speaking about vaults before. But the code that has brought the first Morse code is, I'm not going to read out the Morse code, because it's pointless for me to do that. It was just calling all stations,
yeah.
Calling all stations, calling all stations. This is Overseer 119, emergency, enemy unknown, SOS, SOS, SOS. Vault 119, Quabbin 7667, repeats. Enemy unknown, the whole thing repeats again, right? December 2nd, we get three new Morse code messages. One that's later, I'm guessing later meaning like early in the morning. Like, early in the day, calling all stations, this is Overseer 119, anybody near Quabbin, SOS, vault door breached, repeat, enemy unknown, level 1, 2, and 3 gone, survivors on, and it's either location, like, the location is, like, secure location, or sealed door, or something, they couldn't figure out, because it's shorthand, what it translated to, but there's survivors on level 4. The second Morse code we got that day was calling all stations. This is Vault 119, SOS, level 4 under attack, Overseer is dead, repeat, SOS, level 4 is under attack, Overseer is dead, we want Mark 1, we won't make it. They couldn't tell what the shorthand was, so they thought it was, we need Mark 1. Now again, Mark 1, synths. My theory, if this game would have been made, is it would have been more of like a Terminator situation, and I'll get into it more later, but it was more of like, here's these people that are alive, and they're living through this, and they know where the Institute is. It's not that the Institute is underground, it's not that they don't have any sort of recollection of what the Institute used to be, it's just they're a superpower, and they're they're too much power, and they have... synths that I kind of picture to be like Terminators. And you'll see later when it's like, there's three unknown humanoids on 2 miles out. Like, I kind of pictured them almost like the, what were the fucking, the super synths in 4 called?
The Coursers?
Yes. I don't know why I was thinking Insurgents. I kind of picture them like the Coursers. Like, they're these super strong, super quick, super crafty killing death machines. You know what I mean? Like...
Mm-hmm. Like, super, like, Matrix.
Yeah. Like, just ready to fuck it all up. And then the final Morse code of that day was calling BR, and it was surmised that maybe BR was Black Row, OTST, and that was on the site. They weren't sure. Ground is safe, too late, level 4 breach, no survivors, 899 corpses. We are leaving Vault 119. Over. Back to you. Now, the guy in the video, and I agree, it's kind of a fed idea to the audience, but he refers to this as one person out of 899 as the sole survivor. Another just fucking weird coincidence that happened. Like, out of everything...
Yeah, it's kind of uncanny how many things lined up and actually kind of worked.
Yeah, like, it's one thing to sit there and be like, oh, everything is fucking fitting in, because you could see a red flag, but when you're wearing rose-colored glasses, all the red flags just look like flags.
Yeah.
But, like, something small like that, that would later go to be the name of the protagonist, without being Nate or Nora or whatever, but the sole survivor. Mm-hmm. And, like, the idea of...
Like, they're, like, the character's, like, code name.
Yeah. And the idea of 899 dead, and 899 corpses in a vault that failed, essentially. Like,
yeah.
And you're only 8 numbers off. So, now, at this point in time, same day... December, let me see what I have on my notes. December 2nd, survivor2299.com/VT119 comes up with SY684 like less than, or no, greater than symbol, that little arrow thingy. Overriding protocol VT1582 with key 7667, and a flashing red light that says unknown enemy detected. Again, going into what are these androids? What does the Institute have? What is everything that we kind of know and understand? What is this new world we're about to have the opportunity to explore? If you highlight the entire site, the entire thing, if you drag your mouse... You know how, like, so you'll accidentally drag your mouse across something and the whole screen is blue?
Or, like, if you do, like, Control-A or something like that.
It comes up with Rev Fear Message, LHM apostrophe N. It's a bunch of gibberish. But it roughly translates to, they don't know what's coming, it's a key to a great game. This is a reference to what Desmond Lockhart says before he leaves. He says that he's about to go find a bit of a great game to the northeast or northwest. Like I said, I don't remember exactly what direction he said. But this also could be a fourth wall break. Also could be him, the author going like, fuck you, this is fake. I remember, not to get off track, but back in the day, I used to read the Fallout Wiki for fun. And,
you know, like a nerd.
Yeah, you know. And I remember the wiki had its own dedicated pages to 2299. As soon as it started, it was there. And I can fucking see it still, where it shows all the games when you first get on. It's like 1, 2, Tactics, Brotherhood, fucking the one that's on thing. 3, New Vegas, 4, Rada Rada. 76. I can see, but I can see where 2299 was. And I just remember fucking being on there and reading things and reading everything and following it. And now all the pages are either deleted or in a weird hidden archive thing because I couldn't find any of them. I typed in 2299 just in the search bar and all I got was the timeline. And like something happens in if I remember correctly, in the guide, the Prima guide, I have the one that Kyle gave me right here. It says that the Lone Wanderer leaves in 2299. So that's all we really know about year. You know what I mean? So it's also like, is he going to show up? What's he doing? Like, is he going to be in Boston? December 3rd, there are two new Morse code messages. They couldn't decode part of it, but it said, calling Black Row outstation, reporting suspicious activity near secure location, the Institute. These next two parts are one of two different variations of what it could be. The extra code that they weren't quite sure that it was, if that makes sense. One visual threat detected, three unknown humanoids 3 miles northwest, over. The other part they couldn't decode was one vault dweller 2 miles north, 3 unknown humanoids 3 miles northwest, over. So again, how many vaults are there? What vaults worked? What vaults didn't work? Is there a culture around vaults? Is it like how some of the people left vaults and then moved in, like how the fiends moved into those vaults? Is it how later became the Khans and the Shady Sands? Did they leave and still kind of have a vault, a culture around it? Or was it like, that's our past? We don't really talk about it. We did what we had to do and we got the fuck out. Like, why did you specify a vault dweller? Is something special there? What are the humanoid figures? Could they be muties? Hopefully not. It doesn't make sense canonically, but
are they like vault people? Vault dwellers?
Are they ghouls? Are they other synths? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's even watching this, part of me kind of reverted back to when I was fucking 14, 15, and 16, and I was like, oh, what could this be? Like, where does this go? Like, what could happen here? Like, if this happens...
We talked about it nonstop. We did.
Yeah, I remember being at lunch every day and just talking about... I remember drawing in my one math class, like, Fallout art shit. I mean, not really. It was doodles, but, like, I remember the teacher came over and he was like, what's for all out? And I was like, no, it's a game. And I think he was a teacher I fucked with a lot. He was like, what is it? I was like, it's the reason I'm alive.
Who?
What's up?
Which one?
Fucking...
You fucked with him so
hard. Dude, all I did... He used to, like, bring notes up, and I would be like, can you go back? I wasn't done copying that slide. He'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'd be like, don't be sorry. Just don't do it. Like, I would just say... Like, I would just fuck with him, because it was fun to fuck with him.
And also, he was so deadpan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, you couldn't really catch him off guard.
No. And he would say shit like, snitches get presents. And I was like, you're white. But I remember I looked at him, I was like, this is the reason I'm alive. I was like, as long as this shit's happening, I was like...
And then, when we get back...
Yeah. I remember being at lunch and being like, what do you think's gonna happen? But I'm sitting there, like, saying to myself, watching this, going, like, how much different of this idea, like, even though this was all a fake thing, how much of this was realized? Like, was he making it up as he went along, or did he have an idea of what the story was?
Yeah, I want to know how he planned this ARG, this crazy fucker.
If this ever gets to him, please get in contact with me at some point.
We would love to have a very civil interview.
There's a younger version of myself that wants to beat the hell out of you, and there's the version of myself now who's just like, how?
I need to know everything, like, about this. I need to know, how did you pull it off?
Yeah, like, I need to know, like, how did you start it? How much preparation did you did? I'm at TheBuggins on Twitter. Either it'll be on the screen, I will put my... If this somehow gets to him... In any capacity, please reach out to me, because I'd love to have a conversation.
And if you guys out there that listen know anything about the identity of who this person is, please share along this video, because this is a call out. We want to talk to you, man.
We
really do.
I've wanted to talk to this dude for a while, and, like, I just want to know, mm-hmm. I want to know if he's a guy, first off.
Right, yeah. It could be anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I want to know, like, what this dude does now. Like, watch this dude's like, yeah, I'm a heart surgeon. Like, oh, fucking, Liquid Chris, not to diverge, but you know Liquid Chris?
Yes.
The dude who, like, dressed up like Chris Chan was like, I don't even remember. I'm just fucking so tired. He's like, you're an imposter, Ian Brandon Anderson, that guy. He's a fucking doctor.
Wait, Ian Brandon Anderson?
No, not Ian Brandon Anderson. Ian Brandon Anderson was solid Chris. Liquid Chris. Liquid Chris Chan. who, the skinny dude with the brown shirt, and Chris would be like, "You brown suited imposter," that guy. That's Ian Brandon. That dude is Liquid Chris. He's a fucking doctor or something. You with me, baby? We gotta get married. I fucking, oh my god. I want to talk to Gino Samuel too. And I want to talk to Fred Knudsen. Alright,
We need to talk about that at some point. Whether it's on this program or something different.
Yeah, something. Just, there's another piece of Morse code that comes out on the same day, December 3rd. It says, calling Black Row, repeat. Day 7 on Harvard Bridge. People are scared. Last night we heard strange noises from the Institute. At the moment we see strange humans distance 2 miles north. Something isn't right with that place. Over. Again. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is happening? Like, people are living on a bridge. First off, what kind of fucking community lives on a bridge? Are they bridge people? Do they have bridge trolls? Is that the hierarchy? Like, are the people who live under the bridge the trolls and they're looked down upon? Do they speak in rhyme?
I think you're getting very, very off track.
No, I'm not. Bridge people. I want bridge culture. I want to know, do they have, like, a toll booth that they charge people to go in and out? Is it a viable business? Also, what fucking, what advantages do you have from being on a bridge? Like, do you have to worry
about... I literally covered all of this in our D&D campaign.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, from this perspective, like, I want to see it actually realized. Like, I want to see it, and not that it wasn't realized when we played it in D&D, but I want to see it realized in the sense of like, sitting down and fleshing it out and writing it down, and these are the major players on the bridge. Or is it just a bridge with dudes who patrol each end, and they have, like, tents, and they have, like, sleeping bags and shit. Bridge culture. Goddamn. So then on December 4th, there's a new code that comes up, right? Mm-hmm. And the first part of the code says ZYX562547878 plus 7878. And there's a new code that has to be deciphered. And I didn't write it down. I'll be honest with you. The code that had to be deciphered. But what comes up is, what the fuck you looking at, kiddo? Don't tell me you never seen a gun before. Come on, move your ass. It's time to go. Where the fuck you come from? Right? Now, it's speculated because it's ZYX and not XYZ, you should flip the code backwards. Because if you read what I just quoted, it doesn't really make sense. Like, it sounds kind of like someone who came to America and learned English secondhand. Like, what are you, friend? Like, you are my buddy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds like someone vaguely, like, some Russian, Persian, like... You know what I mean?
Someone that has English as a second language.
Yes. But if you flip it and it goes to where the fuck you from, it's time to go. Don't tell me you never seen a gun before. Come on, move your ass. What the fuck are you looking at, kiddo? Like, it kind of makes more sense.
It does kind of work, yeah.
Also, if you take those numbers that I told you before, 5625478, on a keypad, that roughly translates to... Well, it doesn't roughly translate. It literally can translate, depending on how you hit the buttons. LOCKHRT plus...
Lockhart.
SURV.
Survivor.
So, it was rumored that you start the game and maybe talk to Desmond. Maybe Desmond, being a ghoul, having old world knowledge, one of the people he's going after would be at the Institute. Now, you have this battle... let me tangent for a second. You have this battle of ghoul. And not that he wants to be a ghoul, but it's the way that he exists in the world now. It's the way that he understands the world. He understands the prejudice of not having a face and his skin falling off and not having hair, but he's still a well-dressed man and he's well-spoken. You understand where I'm going with this?
Sounds like somebody I know.
And then you have another side that is this old-world archaic ideology that wants to improve upon man in some manner. We don't know the manner in which they want to improve the way we know in Fallout 4, but let's just say they want to make a race of superhumans. and you have a man that knows history and knows knowledge and knows this and that. Maybe you have somebody here who is still from that era. Maybe you have somebody who genetically modified themselves to become one with a Zax computer, and that they control not only all of the Institute, but all of the Commonwealth or Boston or what have you. And that's his friend. And maybe you get yourself in some sort of weird President Eden situation, and you kind of get this melding of these two games like they wound up fucking doing, but I'm just saying, hear me out, you kind of get hit with a gray. A literal gray in flesh tone, and a literal gray in the sense of that the other person is pretty much a walking terminal, or a terminal that's fused themselves. These are ideas. These aren't real. I just want this game to happen. I want this game to happen on the basis of, like, it happened, but it's like...
of it sounding fucking cool.
Yeah, like, it's just cool. Like, it doesn't have to be within the universe, as long as it's, like, adjacent to the universe. Like, it takes heavy inspiration from it. Like, just the idea of Desmond Lockhart being in it adds these different things. And I'm just a fucking sucker for ghouls. These are my notes.
You are.
So there was an idea that maybe, like, the way he speaks to you, that's how you get introduced. Like, oh, you're awake? What are you looking at? Like, you know what I mean?
Caught you crossing the border.
On December 5th, we get another code that needs to be deciphered. And this one, I'm going to read it kind of choppy because they couldn't decipher certain parts of it. The guy either realized that he was being too lenient with it, or people were figuring it out too fast, and he started to, like, make it harder, I'm assuming. It was calling Black Row, emergency is over, or emergency, it's over. We are on the North Bridge, or outnumbered, without ammo, something attacked camp, we are doomed, no way out, all units, confirmed dead or code, 5120, evacuate, ZYX, you're next. They weren't sure, the people who were kind of deciphering it, they weren't sure what ZYX or next means, but again, on December 5th, there's another code that shows up that says, I'm sorry to inform you, but I'm afraid they're dead. Your life support is just fine. Welcome to the Institute. You're the only safe place to be in this world. Okay, here's another thing. They're dead. What's dead? They are? Does that mean that synths have to have some sort of human component in them? Then they're technically dead, but they run off at, like, power, like robo-brains?
That is pretty compelling.
And then on December 6th, the entire thing came crumbling down with a message that just said, that's all, folks, and a video of a woman playing the violin, and the video is called Sad Violin. There's a thank you message that says, sorry?
No, I was just joking around.
There is a thank you message that thanks r/Fallout and a bunch of other people that were involved. And just like that, it went from me being, not just me being, it went from a community of people, of like-minded folks being incredibly, incredibly excited about what the future held. And it was kind of being presented in this fun new way that, like, I really, really like ARGs. The only problem with ARGs is if I don't get in on them on the ground floor, I just can't do it.
Like, you can't keep up with
it. The only one that I ever was able to do it with was Alan Tutorial, and that was well after it ended.
Yeah. Man, I miss
Alan Tutorial. I fucking love Alan Tutorial. There will be a picture on screen by January 12th. It's a GoDaddy register of the Survivor2299.com. And I got it off of the Wayback Machine, that it's just like, register a domain name, big or small business. Domain names are just $12.99 a year. Like, yeah. It was just, you watch these people kind of, and I didn't really...
It was like, it crescendoed and then just fell apart.
And like, even the day before, it felt like, on the 5th, it felt like this was it. Like, you felt like you were part of this world. You felt like you had some sort of, like...
You had some stake in the game here.
Yeah. Like, it was just such an experience that I hadn't ever been through, that, like, I remember anticipating, like, every chance I had, I was checking the website. I remember waking up once in the middle of the night, like, 2, 3 in the morning, and being like, I wonder if anything happened to the website. And, like, getting up to pee and checking it and being like, all right, well, there's a new Morse code, but I don't, beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, it means nothing to me. Like,
yeah.
Like, just being like,
wait for Reddit to figure it out.
Yeah, like, I'll check it in the morning. Someone will have a video on it by the time I get home from school. Mm-hmm. And then it was it. It was over.
It was over.
The guy behind 2299 made an AMA and then deleted everything. He received over a dozen death threats, and he said the whole hoax cost him around $900, give or take.
That's not bad.
And he quoted, it was nothing for him. And that's why I said, maybe this dude's like a doctor, because he said he was bored and had a ton of money. Like, he just said he just had cash. Yeah. He was just flush with cash. So, like...
So he was just like, fuck it, let's do some fucking fake video games.
Yeah, and... He said that he wanted Bethesda...
I wonder if he liked Fallout 4.
I never even thought of that. I wonder how he felt about it. I wonder if he thinks his Fallout would have been better.
That's why I'd like to talk to him.
Huh. He said that he wanted to force Bethesda to make an announcement. He said that he wanted...
Like, put on the pressure.
Yeah, they were scheduled around that time to go to VGX, and at VGX they announced Elder Scrolls V. So he thought, if I can get them to just say something, maybe it'll happen. There was a tweet that they put out, and I couldn't find it, because I don't think they've referenced 2299, like, exactly, but there is a website that says, we have no plans to announce anything regarding Fallout in the near future. Like, it was just that. It was, like, a flat-out, just, like, get fucked, buckaroo. And that was about it. He announced it was over, and...
It was over.
Here we are. I wish there was a great climax. I wish it just kind of...
It just kind of
ends.
Yeah.
Just kind of over.
But you know what never ends?
What's that?
Our intro music, Feather Duster. If you want to pick that up, you can get it from www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. Thank you so much, Shane Ivers.
You're a beautiful soul, my man.
If you like, you can follow us on social media. There will be links in the description below to our socials for the show, for the hosts. And we'd really, really appreciate if you would join our Discord. It's the best parts of Reddit and Facebook Messenger and what else? And
streaming is on
there now. Yeah, we stream. Thank you, Gage. We stream. We do a bunch of fun shit in there. I love the Discord. I think you should join. We're always selling turnips. I made a fucking ton of money. I turned $2 million into fucking 12. I have been on that
turnip game recently.
Hell yeah.
I made 14 mil, like, the first time I really made it big on turnips, and I never went back.
Yeah, no, I paid off my house.
I have enough money forever.
Yeah, yeah. I got, like, 6 mil left. I was like, I'm good for a while. But, join the Discord. It's a hell of a time. If you're watching on YouTube, please... like the video, please share the video, please subscribe. You can find us anywhere podcasts can be downloaded. And if you like the show and you want to see it get bigger and better, you can go to our Redbubble and buy a sticker or a clock or a block or a duvet or a shower curtain or a bag or a travel mug or a mug ass mug or stationery stickers. But
that's so many things that you can get.
Just check it out. Even if you don't buy some.
But what if you don't want to buy anything, but still want to support the show?
You could share the show. You could pass it around on YouTube. You could pass it around through links with your... That really helps a lot, like a lot more than people...
Honestly, yeah, word of mouth and just sharing it with friends is, like, the biggest way that we grow our community. So, like, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, but if you want, like, me to buy a chair that doesn't squeak... Of course, when I want it to squeak, it won't do it. That doesn't pick up squeakity squeaky.
No, you have to go back really slowly.
Yeah.
Yep. There we go.
And you want the mics to become better. I mean, I feel like I'm saying it like if you'd like to see the show get bigger and better, we have to thank our Patreon. And I feel like I don't say it enough, but because the world is on fire, and we might not be here in like a year's time. if you're being affected by the virus and you don't have a stable source of income right now, or you just don't feel like paying for it, you don't have to give to the Patreon. It's nothing. We're just happy that you liked us enough to consider giving us anything to see the show get bigger and better. We have some fine folks that we have to thank.
We do. So we're going to start with the OG Friendly Companion Cube.
Hello, Cube.
I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
Yeah, I hope you're doing well. We haven't seen you in Discord in a while, and I can only imagine what the virus is doing in your neck of the woods.
Hope you're safe.
Yeah, wash your hands.
We also have Noah.
Noah. Hello, Noah. I hope you're doing well as well.
Stay safe out there, Noah. Then we have Gage.
Thank you, Twice.
Thank you, Twice, Gage, for supporting us on Patreon and giving us Nitro so that we can stream on Discord. Also, Gage and Cole, this one goes out to you.
Oh?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we have Jordan with a Y.
Jordan with a motherfucking Y. Thank you, Jordan, with a Y.
And then last but definitely not Jordan least, we have safe. Danny.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you. I hope everyone's safe. I hope everyone's doing
the right thing.
Yeah, I hope
everyone's doing good.
Yeah. I feel like we kind of just ended, but I mean, so did 2299. Like,
so I guess that's just how we're going to end it.
I think maybe what we should do is just kind of get on like a big tangent and kind of just get on, just think about everything that we've been through in our entire lives and just kind of just, you know, just kind of
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.